Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
This is the Forrester Sisters with the Bellamy Brothers doing Too Much Is Not Enough.
Too much.
My life's been going down.
Here's Mary Chapin Carpenter with Joe Diffie doing Not Too Much to Ask.
To hear you say my name, to see you search my eyes, to feel you touch my head, it more than satisfies.
If I was not the first, just say I'll be the last. It's too much to expect, not too much to ask. Now I can only dream of being all you need, and I can only try to be the reason. And forget about the past. It's too much to expect, but it's not too much to ask.
This is Roseanne Cash doing That's How I Got to Memphis. I don't know who the other singer is. It's probably Rodney Crowell, who was her husband and produced the album. And here it is. That's How I Got to Memphis.
If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever
they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you've seen him, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find him and find out the trouble he's in. If you tell me he's not here, you can follow the trail of my tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Go back and find her someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis.
I haven't eaten a bite, or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got up to Memphis.
Here's another one by Roseanne Cash called, it's just called No Memories Hanging Round, and I do not know who the other singer is. She evidently does not believe in crediting her duet partners. So, here we go.
There's going on. And then you can get a bunch of stickers and spread them around up in Felton. We do get a signal into Felton. We do hear from some people up in Felton. I know there's a signal up in Felton because I've gone up there and listened to it myself. I don't know how many people are tuned in up there. Well, there's the Felton Street Fair coming up. A few bands playing. There's the Gutter Monks. Bittersweet Now, and Fun With Colors. Yeah, we just happen to have the Fun With Colors tape here, so we'll play a number off of that. Here on Free Radio. We're going to be playing at the Felton Street Fair, May 27th. That's a Saturday.
Maybe you will sing to me. you. Your image will not fade from my head. I've missed you. The flowers you gave me still keep smelling sweet though they're dead. I feel you. You're far away. There's nothing left to say for now. My bone, my friend, and maybe you will sing to me. Maybe tomorrow I'll see you in the flesh. So I won't rely on the nights when all's
of blood upon my wall.
303 Full Radio Santa Cruz.
Got a new house.
I'm leaving.
I got a new TV. And
Cristela's
gonna
be on.
Right?
In just a couple minutes here.
I think of the land.
So we'll be
back.
I think
of the violence. I don't understand. But you know I dream that I saw blood upon my wall. Upon my wall. I could be wrong. But I saw blood upon my wall. As far as I can see,
was a farmer. He grew the Minnesota wheat. He rode there with his daughter, high upon the thresher's seat. They broke down on the hillside, the radiator spitting steam. Went back to get the toolbox so they could fix the old machine. With a turn of the wrench and a twist of the screw, we can fix the tractor, we can make it like new. But that day they got a letter that said the power lines would come right across their farmland, right across the setting sun. So they gathered all the family and talked late into the night. We cannot let them do this. We've got to put up one hell of a fight. With a turn of the wrench and a twist of the screw, we'll apply a little pressure and we'll see what that will do. So they phoned 100 farmers and drove to the Twin Cities. Met there with the governor and they sued the utility. But after writing all the letters and paying all the legal costs to the power of the city, once again the farmers lost. And in the still of the evening, the wind is all you hear. I watch the waves on the wheat fields alone. I walk the furrows of earth I plant year after year. This is our land, this is our home. This is our land, this is our home. So they met there at the tavern, but there wasn't much to say. The power lines may come, but they will not stay. turn of the wrench and the twist of the screw. What was once put together, we can easily undo. With bandanas on their faces, careful not to make a sound, they loosened all the bolts that held the towers to the ground. And several weeks later, with nobody around, the Minnesota wind blew tower after tower after tower down. With the turn of the wrench and a twist of the screw, what was once put together, we can easily undo. With a turn of the wrench and a twist of the screw, what was once put together, we can easily undo. And in the still of the evening, the wind is all you hear. I watch the waves on the wheat fields alone. I walk the furrows of earth I plant year after year. This is our land, this is our home. This is our land, this is our home. This is our land, this is our home. This is our land, this is our home.
McHenry will discuss police state repression and efforts to organize against it nationally. I'm Richard Edmondson. This is the Food Not Bombs Radio Network.
To your
say that we saw Spain die. Oh, splendid bull, how well you fought. Those words were written by the poet Edna St. Vincent Millay after the collapse of Spanish democracy in 1939. As the United States, today in the 1990s, slips deeper and deeper into fascism, Food Not Bombs is making the heartening discovery that people in all corners of the nation are mobilizing to fight back. But will their efforts be enough? And will they be in time? No one really knows the answer to that question, but Food Not Bombs co-founder Keith McHenry says he is amazed at the level of resistance being organized in such places as Fort Worth, Texas, Asheville, North Carolina, and Roanoke, Virginia, all stops along the Food Not Bombs Spring 95 North American Tour. McHenry visited 22 cities in February, March, and April, speaking to crowds and showing videos graphically depicting police violence in San Francisco. It's in San Francisco that there have been more than 800 arrests of Food Not Bombs volunteers for serving food to the city's estimated 10 to 15,000 homeless people. One of the major goals of the tour was to bring people from all over the country to San Francisco for the Summer of Love and Rage, the Food Not Bombs International Gathering, June 15th through the 26th. The dates correspond to the observance of the founding of the United Nations in San Francisco 50 years ago. The 50th anniversary celebration is expected to draw foreign dignitaries and dictators galore. Food Not Bombs and a host of other organizations concerned with social and economic justice are planning nonviolent mass demonstrations. We spoke with McHenry shortly after his return to San Francisco about the spring tour, the struggle for freedom, and the upcoming Summer of Love and Rage. We bring you now part one of that interview with Food Not Bombs co-founder Keith McHenry.
First stopped in Flagstaff, Arizona, where I spoke on a local station there at the University of Arizona at Flagstaff, and then I went along, I posted posters all along, and then my first stop was actually officially at Dallas, Texas. So I spoke at Dallas, Texas to a crowd of about 65 people at Paperbacks Plus, which is in Dallas, and the Dallas Food Not Bombs people were very gracious and helped me set up the literature and so on. And then I broadcast my first time at the Dallas show. I had a 7-watt FM transmitter,
and you actually had a an FM, or what they're now calling micro power radio transmitter, that you took around with you from city to city.
It's from city to city, and it had an antenna and a mixer and a power source and
you demonstrated to people along the way how these transmitters work.
Yeah, we showed we could open it up so you could see the actual components, and we made a lot of converts to micro-powered broadcasting at that show. Then the next day I was at Fort Worth, where 200 people showed, and we had a concert at the Engine Room, and with several local bands. We broadcast those bands playing live from the stage, and we showed the videos of the police violence. Of course, we did the same in Dallas as well. The tour then started off with a bang. I went out to Fort Worth to where they serve free food. That's kind of in a construction area with Fort Worth has all these freeways, and here was just one more freeway being built.
This is where there's Fort Worth chapter of Food Not Bombs.
Right.
And you went with them to serve food.
Yeah, that. And the police came, but they didn't even talk to us. They just circled around. Maybe about 50 people, 60 people came and ate food. And the Food Not Bombs people were just unbelievable. And I could barely pry myself away from them. The Fort Worth and Dallas people are very cool people. And actually, I just received a phone call a couple of days ago from them. They say 30 people are coming from Dallas alone to the Food Not Bombs gathering, and probably another 10, 15 people from Fort Worth. So it's just from the Fort Worth-Dallas area, in the area of about 50 people will end up showing up for this gathering.
Then you mentioned videos while you took some videos with you. Could you tell us about those videos, what they showed, and how people responded to them?
We had two videos. One of them was made by Madeline Muir and James and Hugh, and they were put together actually using equipment that we had rented for the misdemeanor cases that are still pending in the Food Not Bombs arrest. There's 8 or 9 misdemeanor cases, and in fact, the last thing I did before I left town was testify at a hearing in those misdemeanor cases. And we got $2,000 from the city of San Francisco for our video portion of our defense, and we used that not only for the defense but also to create the international gathering video. So that video featured information on how to start a Food Not Bombs. It was a 20-minute video. It also encouraged you to start your own FM radio station, micropower broadcasting station. It also encouraged you to take over.
Now, when you say you got this money from the city of San Francisco, city of San Francisco didn't actually give that money willingly.
No, we had to take them to court for it, and we got a judge to, we actually asked for $50,000 because we have over 400 hours of videotape of violence against us. And, you know, we feel that this 400 hours shows explicitly the human rights violations against Food Not Bombs. And so we took some of that video. The video that we actually used on the international gathering video was designed specifically to encourage you to come to San Francisco in June 15th through 26th, and that we would be teaching workshops on, there would be workshops on squatting, vegan cooking, housing takeovers, producing your own radio shows, building your own FM transmitters, and that there would be also free concerts here, and there'd also be protests against the UN's use of violence, and in support of the UN General Assembly's efforts to become more democratic and to resist the use of the United Nations by transnational corporations. So we have all these events that were happening, and we featured them in this 20-minute video. And it had a little bit of arrest. It had people being arrested, Anastasia getting arrested in the fountain, which is a very intense thing to see, particularly for people that are unaware of the crazy things that go on with Food Not Bombs in San Francisco. So, for instance, Anastasia, and in fact many people, used to serve out of the fountain, which the mayor had flooded intentionally to keep homeless people out of the sleeping in the fountain, because it was used as a windbreak from the elements by people that needed to sleep outside because there's no place else to live. And so they flooded it to get rid of the homeless people, and then it became a way for us to jump in the fountain with the food to avoid arrest, because the police would not climb into the fountain and get their shoes wet. So we had video of that in the first 20-minute videotape. And then we showed the second 20-minute videotape, which is called The Food Not Bombs Greatest Hits. And that would be amazing level of violence. So it starts out with a news clip from Channel 2 TV about, they say 35 people get arrested. It was actually 54 people got arrested serving food in front of City Hall. And it shows me getting arrested in a Santa costume, and Angela Aliota, who is the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, asking if is this city fascist or what, because of the arrests, and she makes a public statement in support of Food Not Bombs and calling for an end to the arrests. And then there is the first arrest video of myself being beaten by the police and strangled and thrown to the ground at the Presidio at a demonstration in 1988. And then it moves on to Jennifer being tossed into the side of a shopping cart and knocked out, and then subsequently brutalized by Officer Leroy Lindo for serving salad. And then it went on to David Grace being violently tossed into the side of a patrol car, up onto the hood of the car, and very badly beaten and arrested by two cops as well, Leroy Lindo being one of them, for bringing a bag of bagels to Civic Center.
So in other words, this video graphically showed the violence that's been inflicted against Food Not Bombs members by San Francisco police.
Absolutely, and it was kind of show, we have it so it shows like a different, it's 20 minutes of video, so it's different types of violence. There's a woman